You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Six teams will compete in a military challenge to retrieve a flag from the highest point of the Sky Tower to raise funds for the RSA's annual poppy appeal. New Zealand's defence personnel and emergency response services will go head-to-head in the challenge, taking place on Thursday, April 20th. Here's a report I recorded earlier on the event. The Tower de Force Challenge, taking place at Sky City, Auckland, will see six teams face a series of challenges to retrieve their flag from the mast of the Sky Tower, which stands at 328 metres high. Teams must then return the flag to ground level by abseiling down the base of the tower. Other challenges on the way up the tower include a military skills course, a 1,229-metre stair climb, a mock emergency first aid scenario, climbing the mast of the Sky Tower, which is a 91-metre vertical ladder climb, and then abseiling 160 metres down the tower. Teams of six from the Royal New Zealand Navy, New Zealand Army, Royal New Zealand Air Force, the New Zealand Defence Force Veterans, St John New Zealand and Sky City will be competing. The challenge aims to raise funds for the Auckland's RSA annual Poppy Day appeal to continue the RSA's support of New Zealand veterans, their families and dependents. In addition to fundraising, the teams will be competing for the inaugural Tower de Force title and the honour of lighting the Sky Tower with the poppy emblem later that night. Since 2014, the Sky Tower has projected a large poppy onto the Sky Tower for Poppy Week and Anzac Day. Sky City Acting General Manager Matt Ballasty says Sky City is excited to be adding a unique and challenging event to its poppy partnership with the Auckland RSA, after being a proud supporter for more than 4 years now. He adds this will be the ultimate challenge with the bravery, dedication and grit of our military and civilian organisations put to the test. Auckland RSA President Graham Gibson says the RSA is delighted that this new event will showcase the spirit of comradeship in the heart of Auckland and is a continuation of the successful poppy partnership with Sky City. He also adds that he is pretty sure that the experience of the New Zealand Defence Force Veterans team will come out on top. The Tower de Force course has been developed by Sky City in conjunction with the New Zealand Defence Force physical training instructors and will test skill, agility, teamwork, stamina and brute strength. The military ceremony will begin at 2 p.m. on Thursday the 20th of April with a raising of the New Zealand flag, a haka performance and two Harvard aircraft flying over the Auckland CBD. The challenge will begin at 2:30 p.m. with teams starting on 15-minute intervals and it will finish around 5 p.m. Friends, family and the public are invited to come and watch the challenge at Sky City Auckland on the 20th of April and you can donate to the RSA on behalf of the teams taking part at www.skycityauckland.co.nz/towerdeforce.
The French, for instance, love the cock.
You're tuned into The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.